This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Party Line. Thursday edition, Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It is a beautiful day, by the way. I mean, it is just gorgeous out there this morning. Hopefully it will hang around that way. We're going to check the forecast here in a little bit. Got a great show today. Our normal guest at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock, Todd Corey, can't be with us today. So we'll kind of just navigate things. Our in-studio guest today is our folks from Red Barn Theater. And Michael Taylor, Andy Slifer, they're going to be talking all things Red Barn and what's coming up this summer. It is going to be another fantastic year. And if this weather today is any indicator of what it could be this year, it's going to be awesome. So sunny with a high near 80. Can't beat that. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 54. Tomorrow, high 77. Sunny again. Saturday, we're looking at partly sunny with 77. And then Sunday, another sunny, mostly sunny with 76. So we're in San Diego. Don't even know it. So we'll take that each and every time. We appreciate Melissa getting all that information in for us in the studio. Before we go any further, we got to let you know about our partners, our sponsors, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Bigo Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. BoonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for all things Clinton County. And then, of course, the online telecast, HoosierlandTV.com, is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard County, Simplified Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lenin's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Man Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. They are all our partners, I want to say in crime, but it's really partners in broadcasting and bringing you all of the information from our community and really the region. It's a variety of different things, including ball games. And we want to make sure that you know sectional coverage of softball and baseball. Sectionals on 96.9 WILO and Boone 102.7. Sam and Kyle join them tonight. Girls softball doubleheader beginning at 4:45. Game one, Clinton Central versus Bethesda Christian. Game two, Carroll versus Clinton Prairie. That's going to always be a good game. Friday is boys baseball doubleheader beginning at 4:45. Game one, Rossville versus Bethesda Christian. And game two, Carroll versus Clinton Prairie. Sam will be calling in reports from the girls softball championship game as well. Brought to you by the Farmers Bank, Collisions Unlimited, Milner Health Services, Wampler Services Incorporated, Home National Bank, and Davis Comfort Solutions. So the baseball, softball, all that in the air. And then you turn in, you know, when you're getting close to June, you know you're getting close to Red Barn Theater. Michael.
Hey.
Andy.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Excellent.
Sorry, yes. I had to go through all of that. But
no, you know that list of partners that you just listed off. At first you think, man, that's a lot of names. But at the same time, you're like, wow, that's a lot of names.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say a big thank you to all the people that are on that list. So he goes through that list fast. But man, thank you to all those people that just give.
And we do. We appreciate them. And of course, they've got sponsorships and ads throughout the day on the broadcast. But we do appreciate them spending time and spending money with the Hoosierland TV, because you know, a lot of things get broadcast, ball games, events, election forums, and all that kind of stuff. So we're grateful for that. But and well, you know, sponsorships are big to you guys. I mean,
absolutely,
it's important.
So we just, we got a lot of matching names on there too.
Yeah, and right. So well, it's you know, it's part of community.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's absolutely.
You just have to jump in and be part of something. And and it's tough. I know small businesses, it's tough anymore. It's really challenging. But we do, you do look at the opportunity not only to be a part of something bigger than yourself, but you, every little bit counts. I mean, mm-hmm. every dollar, you guys stretch a dollar, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this season. What we're going into, like, number 56, 58.
Yeah.
Wow. Boy, getting ready to be number 60, that's going to be around the corner.
Can I mention our sponsors real quick?
Oh, sure, absolutely. We'd love to do that.
We have this weekend is our kickoff,
yeah.
and the Farmers Bank and Design Hub is the sponsor for that. We also have the Farmers Bank, then Zachary Confections is going to be the second show, and the sponsor for the third show is Encompass Credit Union, and Bailey Trucking is our season sponsor. And they've
awesome.
They've all been great to help us keep going.
Yeah, and it is really important to you know, when I'm thinking about some of the other folks that are in programs and I mean, there's so many other folks that are there, but you have to have those anchor ones that really kind of help set, because it's what's it cost to run to do a production? I mean,
do a production,
to have one production. What do you think the cost might? Maybe that's not your genre, but
I mean, I. 20,000-30,000
Yeah, you got to pay the actors. You've got to take care.
Yes, you got. I mean, actors. That is a big cost. Housing, because we bring in people from out of town, and just the rights of the shows alone. The shows aren't free, so you're putting money down before you've bought costumes, paid anyone or anything. So, it is a lot of money, and it depends on the show. So I say that price, but sometimes it's less and. Oftentimes it's more.
Yeah, I want to go through a little bit of the history because, you know, we're getting a lot of folks that have moved in. I see people on the streets from time to time. The Lilly project has really kind of bolstered that. And I've actually had some folks come in and say, we hear about a theater, you know, but we don't know they think of it like of a movie theater. And it was, oh, no, we're talking about our summer theater. And then immediately they kind of light up because didn't even know there was many of those. Mm-hmm. There's not many of those around.
No.
We're like, there's only, what, four left in the state?
If there's even that.
I was thinking
two.
I heard two.
Okay.
Two.
So there's one that's not far from here that unfortunately they're shutting their doors, but now I'm hearing they may come back in the fall.
Okay.
So I've tried to reach out to them and say we will do anything we can to help. Because once one goes, that just means the next one's next.
Yeah, well,
so,
it comes back down to, most of the time is money. It's always funding, usually.
Sure.
Well, that, and you have to have people. You have the human capital. Because without energy of the people, we're not going to AI a Red Barn Theater, more than likely.
Right. No. And I always say we had our opening meeting last night, and I tell them, you know, we're not an art house. You know, we're not doing what Chicago's doing.
Right.
We're not trying to get political. We're not trying to teach a lesson.
Right.
Anything like that. Our goal is to entertain.
That's
when
right.
people walk in with a smile, I want them to walk out with a bigger smile.
Hey, that's how we feel about ice cream.
Yes.
We just, you know, because there's so much of that out there. There's so many hard lessons. There's our situations, and you mentioned politics, but there's also you know, just life. I mean, there's difficulty. People get bad news, health issues, a struggle, relationship breakups, all these different things, and sometimes you just need an escape. And I look at the Red Barn Theater as that escape. And you've been helping people escape now for 57 years, going into your 58th year.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a little breakdown, a little bit of the history, if you will, and both of you can chime in on this. But for those that might be listening because Shan's little 5-minute, you know, elevator speech may not do it justice, but you guys could, you know, really get into the weeds a little bit.
Well, it all started on the high school stage. Martin and Carol Ann Henderson started it. And from there, they wanted to grow. And so he looked for a barn, and he ran into a gentleman by the name of Joe Mash. Mm-hmm. And Joe said, hey, I hear you're looking for a barn, and so let's talk. And they did. And so now here we are 58 years later, and we're still in that same barn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Joe ever knew that he was going to be as big of a theater fan as he is. But it resonated so much with his family that his granddaughter has now moved back into town. And she's moved back because she wants her son to have that same experience she had growing up, getting to see the barn and meeting the actors and seeing the shows. And they're out there pulling weeds with Andy. And
her parents were here from Virginia last week, and they were here for Barnstormers. They pulled weeds and helped us pick up sticks. So
that's awesome.
It is. It's great.
Yeah. It really is a labor of love.
Oh,
because,
for sure.
I mean, you're not getting rich off of this, making any money off of this. This is a non-profit, situation that I think our community sometimes we maybe don't think of it that way because, well, they're buying, they're selling tickets and all this, but really it is a labor of love.
Oh, absolutely. And we are nonprofit. And we survive off of grants, ticket sales, donations. And I just want to say thank you to everyone that thinks the barn is important. We bring revenue into the town, and I don't think some people realize that, the number of people who come in from out of town. A couple of the ladies, one girl is from Florida, and she has already said her mom and potentially some of her friends are actually going to fly up to see her.
Yeah.
And then a young lady whose parents currently live in Utah, and she's been living in New York, and they have not seen one of her shows in New York yet.
And these are the actors that are going to be in the show.
Yes, the actors. So they have said this time they're coming. So they didn't take the time to come to New York, but they are going to come out because they just think this sounds awesome.
Yeah.
This little barn theater in Indiana, and they just want to come see it.
Well, family environment, family atmosphere, safe. It's really easy in, easy out. To me, it would make a lot of sense to go here instead of. Although, I mean, I know you're missing maybe some of the other amenities of New York. But to your point, I think that's a great thought that to really celebrate a little barn in the middle of the prairie and to come out and the simple part of life, but understand that there's sophistication there. That was one of the things when we brought ConAgri in, one of the things that always intrigued me with what their thoughts were on our community is that you're a small, charming community that still has sophistication because you have some of these kind of things. And so we use the Red Barn in a lot of our economic development pitches, because we think that is important for the quality of life in a community, and it is quality of life because we don't have a movie theater, you don't have bowling alleys and things like that, but people can really go and enjoy an evening with their family and concessions and just really make a night of it, and it's something you can invite other friends and other people in. When you said this, I'm going to go a step further, Michael. I have walked around at the parking lot, and there's a lot of out-of-town plates.
Yes.
So people come from participate, but to be an audience member.
Our goal is to get more people from Clinton County.
Yeah.
We really try to do that. Yeah. But we have a lot of people from Zionsville, Carmel, Fishers, West Lafayette.
Yep. Kokomo.
I see a lot of Howard County plates.
Yes. Yep. And so we're really appreciative of them, and we try to get our word out as far as we can so we can get people there.
Well, and I think sometimes people may say locally, they say, well, I've been to a show. I went to a show 10 years ago. But it's a different experience. Yeah, it really is a different experience each and every year and even really every show.
Right. Yes. Right? I mean, when Marty and Caroline were doing it, it was one thing, and it was beautiful. And what they did and the shows that he would go to New York and he'd be the first one to do a show. I mean, when you look at our past shows, it's amazing the list of shows that are on there. And then when he kind of stepped aside and Steven stepped in, and then Steven did a whole different, like his idea of what it was totally different. He did great things and the things that he was doing to try and keep the theater going. And now that, it's, I'd say Luke and I would never say that I do it by myself. But we're trying to put our stamp on it and the shows that we enjoy and we want people to feel a certain way when they come out and how they feel when they leave. So it is constantly evolving. So if you didn't like what was done before, hey, give it a shot now. Maybe you'll like it.
Well, that's right. Go ahead, Andy.
We've added like a music in the lawn, on the lawn. Mm-hmm. Heather sponsors that. I forgot to mention her earlier, yeah. And I apologize.
That's okay, yeah.
But for an hour before the shows, you can come out and listen to free music. There's picnic tables. There's chairs. People bring picnics now and eat before the shows. There's a cornfield that's started to grow, and so it's really a neat experience.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Beautiful sunsets out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is. It's the ambiance, then the talent. I mean, you really bring in quality talent.
I try. We had over 500 submissions this
year.
Wow.
So you had to go through those submissions.
Yes,
then.
I watch every single one.
So they just send an audition tape.
Yes.
Something. That...
Yes. So on our website it says how to do it and you know what we ask for, and I watch every single one. And there's sometimes I'll watch it and think, this person's not right. But I also think if I was the one sending it, I would want them to watch the whole thing. Because there's also times when I watch it and I think, I don't know if I like this person, but by the end of it, they've sold me. So I have to be fair to them. If they're going to take the time to send it and do that work, I want to take the time to give them the respect.
Wow. So you watch it all.
Yes. A lot of late nights. I try to watch them as they come in so they don't backlog. But
yeah.
And then you just take notes and remember so you can remember everything. And then when you get so many in, then you start making decisions.
Wow. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more. I think we're going to try to keep you over if you have some time today, because I've got time.
Sure.
We're going to keep you over. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. I want to know more about... you mentioned the music. A lot of people, music is, draws people out. Sometimes people, they're not big into acting, but they love the music. So,
go ahead. So when we come back, we'll talk.
I want to talk more about that and maybe the possibility of doing some other stuff, but we'll talk more about that. And we're talking to Michael Taylor, Andy Slifer from the Red Barn Theater. Hey, it all starts next week, right? I mean, June. No, the 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
Yeah.
June 10th. But it's coming up, folks. It's going to be, we're going to talk about the first show as well. Very exciting stuff coming up. Party Line here on WILO.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East of Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again.
Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
The roar of the NTT IndyCar Series is back.
Alex Palou is in the wall. Looked like David Malukas. Someone got in the rear of Alex Palou.
Ferrucci doing everything he can to try to hold off Kyle Kirkwood. Not going to do it into turn number three.
I want to win this race.
Listen to the NTT IndyCar Series on the streets of Detroit live this Sunday. on this IndyCar Radio Network station.
NTT IndyCar Series Racing on AM 1570, 96.9 FM, WILO, and Boone 102.7. WILO is proud to partner with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network to bring you all of the excitement of IndyCar racing. Join us this Sunday at 12 noon for the Streets of Detroit Grand Prix, brought to you in part by Big O Tires in Lebanon, Marchand's Window Tinting, City of Frankfort Parks Department, Shoop's Country Foods, Wampler's Services Incorporated, Lanin's Furniture and Mattress, City of Frankfort Community Development, Culligan Water of Clinton and Boone Counties, Jerry's Body Shop, Esserman Best One Tire and Auto, VFW Post 1110, Martin Automotive Group, and TC Trailers.
Welcome back to Party Line. We appreciate you being with us. We again thank all of our sponsors. I'm not going to go through all the lists, but we are, as Andy mentioned earlier, we do appreciate it. Michael mentioned earlier about the sponsors. Without sponsors, it doesn't work. So we greatly appreciate all those. TC Trailers, Ivy Tech, Big O Tires, Big Deals, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and Clinton County, Carroll County, DailyNews.com is our Party Line sponsors. And we do appreciate you guys being a part of that. Right now in studio, we continue our conversation with Michael and Andy regarding the Red Barn Theater. We were talking before break, Andy, about music, and boy, music does draw people in.
Right. This started out as an idea Michael Clausen had with having music before, mm-hmm. and we started, I think, opening nights was when we started, mm-hmm. one night. It's an opening night of each show. And then it has evolved into now, this year, for the first time, we have it every night.
Yeah.
So
no Sunday matinee.
No Sunday matinee, but okay. Every night
yeah.
that we're there. And also, we're inviting the community, right? Or no? People can come out to see.
Yes.
People can't. That's kind of a. We're inviting people out if they'd like to just listen to the
right.
music.
And that you not necessarily go into the theater, but
right.
You,
we wish they would go see the theater,
but yeah, right. But here's the thing about that though, which I appreciate you doing that. You're introducing people to the theater that may never have ever gone into the parking lot.
Yes. Right. And we ask that when they come in, they tell us that they're just going to stay for the music, so
right.
we can park them appropriately,
yeah.
so they can get out and we can get them parked. Possible. But it's an hour. We start at 6:15 and goes to 7:15 because the show starts at 7:30 prompt. So we have to get people in their seats and to the bathrooms and all that good stuff. But Michael Clausen has made a really good lineup again this year. A lot of variety. It's mostly local folks, which is interesting. And Heather's Flowers, she's the one that presents it. We have a stage that we built since we started this that they perform on.
Yeah.
So, music's become a part of a big
yes.
part.
Yeah.
And part of that will be this weekend, too. We have music this weekend. So.
The Red Barn Theater in the past have actually done musicals. There's been a lot of musicals
yes.
over the years. Any plan this summer?
Any musicals this summer?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
We're doing something rotten.
Okay. those rotten rascal yes. musicians.
So, it is a very, very funny show. It's the fictional story of the very first musical ever written.
Oh, wow. Well, that was apropos for that, yeah. in the sense that we brought it up. Yeah.
Yes, it is a lot of fun. I when I picked the show, I didn't realize as many people locally and around us knew it. I knew it was really popular yeah. in the theater scene. But when I announced it to the board, there were several people that said, oh my gosh, well, I were hoping that you would do that one day.
Yeah.
So it is a lot of fun. There's so much that happens that I don't know that I could explain it.
Yeah. I get that. Well, I go back. I mean, I remember, Annie Get Your Gun. That was Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
Back in the day. I mean, I think some of those, musicals that were, because that's also a different talent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're bringing a duel. They got to act, they got to sing, and even probably dance.
Well, last year they had to roller skate, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes.
yeah. That was in roller skating.
And that is a big challenge.
Because that was the roller derby.
Xanadu.
Yeah, Xanadu. One of the big struggles of bringing actors in is when you pick three shows, but you have to pick three shows that somewhat fit, but at the same time don't feel like the same thing.
Right.
As Stephen always said, you don't want to go to a buffet and it's all green beans.
can have all the green beans you want.
So. Yeah. So you try to find shows that are different, but then you've got to find the actors who can play, and you do a company that can fit in all of these shows.
So let me ask you this, and you pick out the shows first?
Yes.
And then you basically pair them with the actors when you get the audition tape?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, which sometimes is nerve-wracking. Yeah. So if you've got a part, in Wait Until Dark, there's a very challenging role of a blind woman.
Yeah.
And it is very demanding. And so you just got to hope that the girl just comes in and blows you away, and she says she's the right one. And I'm very excited about the young lady that's playing that part this year.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And again, you have people from all over the country that's coming in to be actors and actresses in the theater. We're going to talk about the first show, The German Tropics. That's coming up June 10th through the 17th, is it, I believe? June 10th through
14th.
21st. Yeah, 21st. The 21st. So there's two showings, the 10th through the 14th and the 17th through the 21st. Before we do that, what is the – because it's not just about acting. You've got scenes to build and props to make. And you have all those people behind the scenes doing that.
Well
– are those mostly local people regional
people?
We have
some, but mostly it's the actors. We do everything. And that is something that Marty started in the beginning, and it's something we still do today. And a lot of the universities aren't teaching that. The actor doesn't come out of school as well-rounded as they once were because, one, there's so many people out there. It's hard to teach them everything. So they want you to focus on something. So if you're an actor, you're an actor. If you're a musical theater, you're a musical theater. If you're technical, you're technical. But then if you go on the tech side, it's what are you? Are you a sound designer? Are you a lighting designer? Are you a stage manager? Are you a director? So we ask them to do everything. So when I have that phone conversation and invite them and offer them a position here this summer, I let them know you're doing everything. And
you're even seating people.
Absolutely. You're seating people. You are parking people.
Tickets.
Yeah, you are mowing the lawn.
Yes. You're wiping chairs down. It's everything. And I always say, when you leave here, I hope you learn something. And it may be that you learned something you want to carry on for the rest of your life, or you learned something that you say, I never want to do that again.
That's a great lesson, though. A valuable lesson, life lesson. My grandson got his first job, official job this summer. He's at the swimming pool, lifeguarding. And he had to go through all the training and all of this. The first day, he texts us back and says, yeah, I think I'm going to give my 2 weeks. I said, what? You're not giving your 2 weeks. You're going to work your tail off. Anyway, his grandpa, he came back and said it wasn't what he was expecting. But he realized, well, we got to clean the bathrooms. We got to do this. And I said, well,
that's life.
Son, that's life. It's not going to be fair. You're not just going to look pretty up there, sitting up there for the girls. It's going to be. But I think that's a great opportunity to learn the other side, whether it be sound, whether it be prop making. And then I think there's an appreciation too.
Absolutely. You learn to respect the people who have those other jobs. There's a lot of actors in the professional world that just look down on the technicians. Yeah. And you can't. You've got to work together. I mean, I'm in the high school, and we always say, when you work in a school, the two people you want to be the best friends with is the custodial staff
and the lighting guy,
and the cafeteria worker.
Oh yeah, the school, absolutely.
At the school.
I was talking about on the stage,
because
whoever has got the can control your sound and your lighting, they have a lot of power too.
Yeah, right. Yes, they do.
That's right.
You
can be blacked out quickly.
Yes, you got to know that somebody you can trust.
The other thing is that I think is really unique about the Red Barn is after spending 8 weeks together, it's just like a family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're spending so much time together, doing so many things together, that it's just a really unique experience. I mean, there's just none like it, because you're all together and you just learn and grow and make new friends. And yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, we lived on, 409 South Clay Street for many years. Mm-hmm. And that was the Smith family.
Smith families, yeah.
And Jeff and Dorothy Smith, we purchased that home after, you know, when they, in their estate. And they still had Red Barn up the in the attic where they, because they kept the second floor, they kept Red Barn actors. And they would let them write. And we never paint. We all the way up in the alley, or the attic, up the stairway, the back stairway, all the whole walls would have
notes and
notes.
Signatures.
Claire fell in love with John in 1969, and it was some and it would have the show and so it was kind of fun to. And my wife, we'd always think, well, should we paint that? We say, well, nobody really goes except the kids go down that back staircase, so let's just leave it for posterity. I don't know if the new owners ever did anything with it, but to your point, the family, even Dorothy was so it was just family. She just loved having the actors come and live in their home and be a part of that. So it really is cool. I tell you what, we're going to take another quick break. We got a caller on the phone, and which that would be obvious, but we do have a caller. And we'll talk to him, and we'll also continue to talk to Michael and Andy of the Red Barn Theater right after this break.